All right, Matt Stell, we're going to introduce you to the Frugophiles. We were talking with our pre-drinks. Do you have something you could say for our Frugophiles?
Sure. Well, I was kind of being filled in on what the Frugophiles are, and I don't know that this one is the best one, but I'll tell you this. I had to rent a van. I just transitioned into a tour bus, but before this, I had to rent a van to go play some shows down in Georgia and Florida from Nashville, and they charged me about $300 a day to rent a van with a trailer hitch.
A day?
Per diem. And so when I got back home, I said, I won't stand for this. So I took my truck. I called my buddy who has a car dealership. And I swapped my truck out for a van. And my daily driver for the last 6 months has been a white 15-passenger Chevrolet Express 3500 van, because I'm just not going to pay that much.
And you're the driver?
I drove 9 out of every 10 miles ever. Yes, I was the... I am a second team all country music when it comes to driving and pulling a trailer back and in. You'd be proud of me.
See, if I was you and I was as talented as you are, there'd be a song on the next album titled whatever type of van that is. Chevrolet Express 1500. Why is it called that? Because we're trying to get a free one.
That's exactly right. You know, speaking of names of vans, you know, my first was a Ford. I had a white van and a white trailer that we call White Lightning that I drove all over the South and Midwest. But I put too many miles on the white van, and I traded it in for a black van and a white trailer that I named the Panda Express.
Yes! Oh, my kids love that. We love that restaurant. Not endorsed by Steph. I don't know.
Maybe they want to spend some money with us. Who knows?
The Panda Express Hour, sponsored by Panda Express.
All right, and now, Matt Stell, you had your first sip of something that we introduced you to here in Wisconsin. Do you remember what it was? Actually, you had your first two sips of something.
I did. And we'll start with the sweet brandy old fashioned I had. You know, I'm from...
With brandy,
yes. That's right. Yes. And where I'm from, we're from whiskey and bourbon country. Mm-hmm. And so my old fashioned was always just like a whiskey drink. But I was introduced to the brandy version, and I got to say I'm a fan.
What? Are you just saying that because we're right in front of you drinking old fashions?
No, I would tell you. Okay. I would tell you. I'm a fan of that. I'll tell you what else I'm a fan of is New Glarus Brewing Company's Spotted Cow.
How many of those are you in now before we get on the boat?
I've had a couple.
Yes.
Roughly a couple.
We just bought Super Dave a 12-pack for his birthday, so we might have to crack into that to make sure that you are plenty fueled for the rest of the show.
That was Dave's first question. Is it cold? I failed. I said no, because I thought you were going to put it in your car right away. He said I was going to bring it on the boat. I failed the birthday gift.
Well, they do have Spotted Cow on the boat.
Okay.
Yes. Are you this beer so good that I would drink it cowboy cold, which is... hot.
How hot?
Whatever the temperature of the toolbox in your truck is what cowboy cold is.
I never heard that saying.
I got a lot of friends that rope, and my best friend back home,
really?
His favorite drink of a beer is when he cracks open a Busch Light that's been rattling around in his toolbox where the paint's wore off.
Oh, my God. And
then the first crack foams up off the top, and he slurps up the foam like it's meringue.
Oh, my God.
He loves it. He loves it.
Thank you so much, Matt Stell, for doing this cruise with us. Cheers to you.
Ahoy. Woo-hoo! Cheers.
That's great. Right. Thank you.